Shotgun Saturday Night, the unofficial fan cast where we hang out, discuss everything King Falls AM. This is a very special edition of Shotgun Saturday Nights. So we have invited as many fans as want to join us. As stated, we are recording. It is audio only. If there's something that you say you don't want aired,
let me know.
Let Dawn know so she can make sure to edit it out. And all we ask is that we be respectful of Eric and Kyle and everybody else involved. Certainly, you know, express your feelings. We don't have to agree with it, but we have to, you know, respect what they say. So we can be sad and angry and upset, whatever. But that's basically it. And we're just here to
legit
talk about our feels, man.
I got fifis.
And then you guys get to see what I have to put up with every time we record is
Dawn. What do you mean?
Crazy and make me crack
you
up.
You don't have to put up with anything. What are you talking about? You're being ridiculous.
What?
You're being ridiculous. So, okay. So I got some news for the peoples. Old Gods of Appalachia has teamed with Rusty Quill, which has rebranded itself as a podcast network. Rusty Quill is going to be marketed and distributed. Old Gods will be marketed and distributed by Rusty Quill moving forward, which is pretty fucking cool. This is some big ass news. I think they also picked up Cryptids, and I think that was the only other like indie podcast that Rusty Quill picked up that I was aware of. But I know that they have some others on their list. Kyle is going to be on a podcast called Omen Podcast. So he's going to be a voice actor on that. Or he, I think he did some voice acting on that, and it's going to be released soonish. And Chris Ninnis's short film, The Kids Are Still Here, was selected to be in the Film Invasion LA Festival. And Chris plays the two Tims. He plays, you know, Tim Jensen and Tim Bot, T-1000, whatever the fuck, you know, on the KFAM. And that is all I got.
Yeah, I had no announcements this week, so.
Yeah.
Well, I did, but then I didn't write anything for this week since we were doing this, so.
For sure, I'll save for sure.
Anybody else have any announcements before we get started doing whatever? Plugs, if you got something you want to plug, be it your something you're doing or something
else is doing. Fucking Christ. If you guys are doing shit, plug it.
I know. Because, you know, we always tell people, tell us what you want us to plug, and then crickets.
Okay. Yeah, Brian, I hear you got something in the works, man. Come on.
Yeah. So there is a podcast. We're looking to release in the fall. It's called 90 Degrees South.
Yeah.
It will be based at the Munston Scott Research Center. I actually know people. I know people. I've been introduced to people that are currently there during the winter season, and we're communicating back and forth as much as their week 1998 internet will allow.
That's cool.
There will be some big announcements. It's today. Today is Thursday. There should be some big casting announcements by this time next week. So keep your eye on that, 90degreespodcast.com. But yeah, you might recognize, you know, a name or two or three.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Nice, Brian. Best of luck to you, man. Holy cannolis.
But you know what? This is your guys' podcast, not...
No, fuck that. We like to put shit out there, man. God damn it.
Oh, yeah. Use us as a forum to get your information out there.
Yeah, dude.
We have no problem. God damn.
Oh, no. I appreciate the professional courtesy, but enough for me and my big mouth, by all means.
Stop.
We're winging it tonight. We have, absolutely no formats.
this is typically how I would like to do it. Just be like, yeah, you know, we're talking about episode 29.
And then she gets what's in the episode, and then which is why I have notes.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I don't have notes for tonight since we weren't talking about anything specific. We were just kind of doing the whole, the whole rounds of
for sure
everybody's feels and what is, you know, everybody like, dislike, your favorite episodes, your favorite characters, quotes. You know, I should have put together like a trivia night, and I thought about that this morning, going, I should have put together some trivia questions. Then I went to work.
I don't know. I don't think anybody would have been in the mood for trivia, though.
I don't know. Just something to, like, get the ball rolling and bring up a topic.
Yeah, for sure.
Aside from the Christmas episode, because everybody loves the musical episode, what is everybody's favorite episode of King Falls?
Oh, fuck. I think for me, it has to be, like, it's definitely, like, the Sammy Angst episodes for me. It's, like, fucking...
You do like the angst.
I do like the angst. I like episode 39. 93, I think. Headhunters. And
okay. I don't remember.
Episode 100, obviously. And 68. Man, fucking 68.
Like, that was the one. That was the one where...
68, though. I remember starting to watch, and I
had seen so much alluding to episode 68, like, oh, everything legit changes that episode. I like get to episode like 65, and I'm like, I have no idea what's coming,
for sure,
but it's big, and it followed through perfectly.
Yeah, 68 is great. I do like the kapow and like the pow episode.
Yep.
Just because that is just fantastic.
Legit.
And then I also really like just like anytime the dirt and the dark.
Or like the dirt in the dark. I love them.
Yeah.
I still want somebody to write that fan fiction.
Yes.
Yeah. Fucking where the hell is Jay Fink? Why is she not writing that shit down for us?
Oh my God. Owen would be classic.
Owen would be great at
yeah.
Owen should just write his own slash fic. Like, God damn it. Fucking guy.
Oh man, yeah, that is anytime the dirt and the dark get together, and especially just the way that they pick on Troy and Troy has to react to what is going on, and you just see Eric sitting back there like, really, really, guys, what?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Yeah, I really wish they would have, you know, released some video of that. I wish they would do that on improv too. I'm still honking on them on improv for that.
Oh, legit.
Oh, the video.
Fucking improv on tape. Oh my God. What a bunch of fucking raunchy ass bastards. I fucking love that shit though. They are fucking hilarious.
Y'all haven't listened to it.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah, I think though my favorite episode, was it 68 when Greg outed Sammy?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's every fucking time I listen to that episode, just like the waterworks turn on.
Mm-hmm.
I know it's happening. I know it's coming. I've listened 100 times. I swear to God.
I'm pretty sure, like, I've told, like, I told fucking Kyle at least 2 or 3 times over Twitter, like, that episode is just like a punch in the fucking gut every fucking time. And he's such a good fucking storyteller that way. And yeah. I got some fifis, guys. Like, whew.
I would like to say yes, I can witness Dawn's ugly crying, but I was so busy ugly crying myself.
I think we were both ugly crying that, on that shit, man. Oh, like,
you could even understand anything that we put out when we made that announcement.
I know I was talking too fucking fast.
Yeah, you always talk too fast.
I was like speed reading that shit because I'm like, I just want to get this over with because this is bullshit and I don't like it at all. Because I was just like, nah, man, I ain't having this shit.
No good Sam-iversaries.
No. Sam-iversaries always suck. I will say I am kind of pissed that they put it out on this, that he announced it on the Sam-iversary. I was like, really? Fuck you.
And yet there was no other option. Like, no, we should have known, like, in a way.
I'm not disagreeing with that, but I was still just like, fuck you.
Yeah, it was going on Twitter and being like, ah, yay, King Falls AM themed stuff. Maybe I'll do some nice, wholesome Sammy and Ben fan art. And it's like, oh, have you considered that this is a Samiversary and nothing good can ever happen on a Samiversary? It's like, oh, I hadn't considered.
I am like halfway through, maybe about three quarters of the way through a Troy Loretta backstory, because I was promised we would get to meet Loretta in phase three.
Oh, that's true. Yeah, they I was promised this.
And we don't get it. So I was kind of halfway, three quarters through that. I was going to like bang out an ending and post it for this anniversary. Got in, I'm like, ooh, Kyle's got it. Oh, motherfucker, Kyle's got an announcement.
So
now I have not finished. I haven't even looked at my fanfic.
I'm sorry.
Oh, I was just going to say, I'm still sort of holding out hope that at another Samiversary, we might get another announcement saying,
right?
Sorry.
Yes, Dora. Yes.
Have worked out our shit.
Yeah.
Oh, I got feels about that too.
As the great band Journey said, don't stop believing.
Right?
Journey also fired their lead singer. So I don't know if that's the right band to quote.
Well, but still. Fired was a damn good one, though.
Yes.
So, what were you going to say there, Brian?
What was I going to say? Oh, the one thing I'd never thought about before is I'm wondering if the announcement date contractually was the first date that they could actually say it, because it was the first date that the show was released. And there, I don't know if Eric and Kyle were that formal back and forth with contracts or whatever. I know it was a partnership, but I was just,
yeah,
you know, it to have it on the Samiversary, yeah, was
a lot.
It was kind of a punch to the gut. But at the same time, I'm wondering if that was like the first day, for whatever contractual reasons, anyone could say anything. I don't know anything more than you guys know.
Yeah, and that's kind of what like I was wondering as well, because I know that I heard some shit. I think it might have been on Reddit or on Facebook where people were like, you know, thank you for telling us, but why the fuck did you release the news today? Why the fuck did you release it today, guys? Why not like yesterday or the day before? And so I was wondering myself whether or not it had just like happened that day. And so Kyle was just like, well, you know, I'm just going to have to release the news today, or, you know, whether he knew for a week and for whatever reason, either felt like releasing it on the Samiversary or like you said, Brian, you know, due to a contract or what have you, you know, felt the need to.
We'll never know. They won't tell us. And that's okay. I mean,
you know, but I am saying
Don has some opinions about
I have some opinions.
I hadn't noticed.
Don and I'm gonna opinions. I'm going to fucking share those opinions because I can. And
I'm not going to stop you.
And I really think that taking myself out of the picture as someone who got herself way too emotionally invested in this show.
No such thing.
I straight up, I'll fucking admit it. I fucking did. And speaking as someone... And speaking as like a social worker, like having people that are close to both of them serve as mediators, I don't think was a good idea. I know that they probably felt like they had to, or maybe they wanted to. And that is totally, hey, that's totally fine. That's all well and good. But they're also playing the role of monkey in the middle, and that's hard for fucking everybody in that circle. Like, you know, if they want to continue with King Falls AM, and maybe neither one of them do at this point, maybe they're just like, fuck it, we're moving on. But if they do, like I posted earlier in the week, I'm sure there are mediators in LA. You know, there's a mediator, there's mediators in LA that they could go through to, you know, to talk their shit through, you know, and again, not knowing what, if anything, is going on with them. And that's none of my fucking business. I'm not involved. But I also happen to know a social worker on the East Coast who would do it for free. And I'm just throwing that out there. Somebody would do it for free.
John, you're too emotionally involved to do it for any amount of money. Am I wrong?
I just want everybody to have a harmonious relationship. And if King Falls continues because of a harmonious relationship, then I would be fucking happier than a pig in shit. I would be fucking happier than a Red Sox fan winning 5 World Series in a fucking row. I mean, I would be happy. I would be happy if they became friends again and could trust each other again. I honestly would. And if King Falls didn't continue, then that's how it is, to be completely honest. If they could move on having peace with each other, but King Falls doesn't continue, then that's
so be it.
That's life. Then so be it. If they were able to rebuild their relationship and continue King Falls, fuck yeah, motherfucker. Everything's back on. Let's fucking do it. Like, I'd be all for that shit. You know?
Yeah, I just hope they get their friendship back together and whatever caused it, be it work related or otherwise.
For sure.
Not my business what started it or what it's about.
You know, and
they'll tell us if they want us to know.
What kills me is that, you know, the friendship that they had built this amazing podcast that for some reason or another, we all got drawn to. Like, we all got drawn to it, regardless of who we are, you know, where we're at in life. This podcast spoke to us in a certain way. And like, there were times last year, probably have to put up a trigger warning for some shit. There were some times last year where just the fact that they hadn't canceled it was like the only thing that was keeping me going. Just the fact that at the end of episode 100, oh, King Falls AM will return. And they were still, you know, announcing at certain points, yep, you know, we're still planning on returning, yada, yada, yada. That was the only thing some days that was fucking keeping me from like legit putting myself in a crisis unit.
Yeah, there, I think you're not.
I mean, that's fucking God's honest truth. And so when I released that Twitter message saying, you know, I'm not handling this nearly as well as I should be, but I'm handling it a lot better than I would be if I wasn't on meds. That is like the God's honest fucking truth. Like, legit. You know?
I think you're not the only person who's in that situation.
I mean, it's some...
But on a different note...
It's some fucking hard-ass shit, you know?
You can always tell when Dawn starts to get upset because that Boston accent starts to come out.
Maine. But... You're close. You're close.
Yeah, close enough. New England accent starts to come out.
New England Maine-ish. Oh,
you can always tell. And my friend Bridget loves it. She's like, I love her accent so much. I'm like, really?
Oh my Christ.
She's so funny. But yeah, I think everybody is in that hole. Some people are still in denial, which is fine. It's not just a river in Egypt. We're all there at some point.
Legit. But, and like, you know, another thing that I found is that, you know, I haven't been responding to, oh, people drop some podcast links. I'm looking for podcasts. I'm doing this. I'm doing that. I haven't been responding to any of them on Twitter because.
You know what? People should still listen. I think we should still drop it. People should still listen.
Well,
you know.
I, I get that, but at the same time, like, and I believe somebody on Facebook said this as well, like, why the hell am I going to drop the name of a podcast that isn't going to be finished, that's going to get somebody so emotionally invested in it, just to have it be unfinished?
Let them know. Warn them.
They'll know in advance that it's unfinished, and that's going to elicit a much different response to it than saying, oh, this is going to get continued, and then finding out it's not, and retroactively having to say that was the ending, which I think, like, for me, that was a big thing where it was like, oh, episode 100 is, like, I was thinking of it as, like, a min point in the sine curve of the show.
Legit.
But when that's then the end point, it retroactively, it changes a lot of stuff. But if you know, okay, it ends at a very low point and it ends abruptly, and then you have to come up with the rest of it. And I'm still recommending it to everyone, because there are 100 awesome episodes of this show.
Oh, for sure.
You know?
And then fire it, everybody. And that ended after 14 episodes in a movie on TV. Come on.
It is nice that they announced the ending earlier than not, because I got into another podcast, Zoo, I think, that hasn't put out an episode in years, that only just put out their announcement that they wouldn't be continuing it. I've been waiting like 3 years for another episode. Only waited like a year before they made their announcement, at least.
Yeah, I fell into that with Zoo as well. Like, what the fuck? And there was like two others that did that. They like just dropped abruptly, and I was like, well, are they continuing? I still don't know for sure if they're continuing or not. But I was just like,
There was the one that came back after a bunch of years. Was that Sayer?
Leviathan? Is it Leviathan or something? Yeah. Yeah, it came back after like 5 years.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you're not wrong. Sayer actually did come back. I think it was like after season one or season two, they were like, he was like, you know what, right now I'm kind of done. But like, he came back for that next season. And I haven't heard anything since the latest season ended. So I'm hoping he comes back. He's damn good.
I think they just put out an episode like last month.
Oh shit.
Hmm. Yeah.
Limetown took 3 years to come back. And God, my husband listens to the Star Trek podcast that didn't update for 2-3 years. And when they did, he was shocked.
Yeah. I think going into it knowing it's going to end on this massive cliffhanger is one thing versus kind of waiting for it to come back and going, what do you mean we're not coming back? So yeah, I still recommend it to people. And I just kind of give them that heads up, like, oh yeah, by the way, they kind of ended it, just an FYI.
Let me remind everyone of a show. Some of you too young to remember. There's a show called Twin Peaks.
Oh yeah.
I waited 25 years for season 3 to come out. I won't talk about the quality of season 3 compared to season 2.
Yes, Brian.
X-Files did the same thing. After how many years did it take for X-Files to come out with a new season?
Oh,
ought to be close to that.
15?
They had a feature film in between, though.
Yes, they did have the film in between.
We only talk about the first one, though, because only the first one was actually, like, good.
I unfortunately paid money to see the second X-Files film in theaters.
I didn't see the second X-Files film, so I have no idea.
It's fine, you're not missing anything.
There's also Doctor Who, which came back, so.
Yes, Doctor Who. How long did that? That took decades to come out.
And Red Dwarf had 7 years between a couple of its seasons, and then longer. Yeah. And they're still putting stuff out every 2-3 years now.
Legit.
Yeah, so, I mean, there's always hope. It could happen.
Indeed.
I'm still hoping somebody picks it up for a TV series and they go, you know what? It's money. We need to be friends again. All right, let's do this thing.
I don't know. I guess like I'm just super cynical about, God damn it, about, you know, this shit. And that's just me, you know?
I was talking to a friend of mine, like after it happened, like Monday, when I went back to work. And by went back to work, I mean, logged my ass down to the basement and logged into the system.
Yep.
She's like, so how was your weekend? I was like, well, let me tell you how my weekend went. And this is stupid because I'm crying over a podcast at work. She's like, no, your feelings are completely legit. Go ahead, cry away. What do you want to say about it? I was like, okay, let me tell you what happened. So yeah, Monday was really rough too. So.
Oh, God.
But you know what? I haven't listened to an episode since. Like, I was going to write a regular episode for
this. I haven't either.
Just in case. Mm-hmm. And I got set down and I pulled up my Word document and I grabbed my phone so I could listen to it. And I was like, no.
Too soon.
Yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm. Preach it.
Gonna have to do it for next time, though. So I'm gonna have to get off my ass and actually do it. Maybe this weekend.
Yeah, we might. Yeah. We might listen
to everyone. I got to hit and run. My mom's here from Kansas. We're depending if we can get gas tomorrow. We're driving out to the beach, so
nice. I'm
gonna spend some time with her. But I just wanted to say, you know, everyone, hang in there. Let's you know, I don't mean to take over the podcast.
Oh no,
no, you're fine, Ryan. God damn.
Let's be there for one another. And, you know, if and I put this out there, if anyone needs to contact me, I'm on Twitter. I'm learning how to use Instagram. Reach out. I'm happy to talk whenever I can. Let's keep the emotional support rolling.
Legit, bro.
Well, Mom, thanks for coming to town and hi.
I will indeed. Thank you.
And thank you for joining us. We appreciate it.
Oh, no, no worries. No worries whatsoever.
We will talk to you soon.
Thanks, Brian.
Have a good day. Have a good night wherever you are.
Yep, you too, Matt.
You too.
What a Matt.
He's so sweet. He's a good guy.
Mm-hmm.
As I knocked over the table.
I will say I did appreciate that they kept their promise about letting us know if they weren't going to finish.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, and I knew that was always going to be the case. Like, I kind of towards the end of it was going, yeah, they're not going to continue, but I'm holding out hope until they officially give us word.
I kept assuming it would come like after the vaccine, because I don't know any of the non-podcast stuff. I'm not a big Twitter type person.
Yeah. Sure.
So I just assumed it was because they couldn't be in the room together. And I was like, oh, once the world is normal, this will come right back. Well, walking along in my sunshine and happy world.
That's what they were saying, although you could tell there was stuff going on behind the scenes, but that was their official line, was once we can all be back in the same room again.
Well, I think that was more of Kyle's official line, and that's what I totally get. Like, you know,
well, you know, he's a bit of a germaphobe, so I do get that, and I do think that was completely legit,
at least at the beginning
of things.
Yeah, and it wasn't necessarily just that, like there's a different aspect to creating. Like, if there's certain, you know, things that they got to create with, and so that aspect I got, but at the same time, it's like, I'm heartbroken, because I mean, their friendship really created something just balls the wall epic. And so I'm hoping that, you know, somewhere down the line, if not today, you know, they're able to fucking get that shit back.
If not today, but definitely today.
Yes.
Well, yeah, I mean, I wouldn't mind it, you know, totally. If they were to all of a sudden become friends and be like, Dawn, you're an asshole, but we're friends again. I'll be like, I did my job. Oh, Mr. Tim himself would like to come in and say a word.
Ooh, definitely. Yeah, Tim it, wrong Tim.
Right. Hello.
Hey. Long time.
What's up, man?
Hey, I just wanted to drop in and say, like, how thankful we are for you guys, and like how supportive you guys have been over everything. And, you know, I felt like I needed to drop in and say hello and just say thank you, because, you know, I love that you guys are doing this.
Aww.
Honestly, like, I'm not gonna lie. Like, I didn't feel like talking about a regular episode of King Falls AM today. I fucking didn't. I needed to speak my truth, as it were. Yes, a support group. Need to have it. That. And we totally brought your name up in the news again, Mr. Nennis, about your documentary.
Oh yeah. I mean, you guys are always supportive of everything I post.
Well, because that's awesome, dude.
You guys are so cool. Thank you. Thank you very much. It's very fun to be able to share the film with more and more people as time goes by, and you know, it's cool to talk to people about it. But thank you.
You are very welcome, my good sir.
And you know, since you're here, I'm just gonna drop it. We're still waiting for video of Improv on Tape. I'm just saying.
You know, I will say this, that we video every Zoom, every session we record. And every session averages to about over an hour long.
Oh,
and we
wow.
always cut it down because we're like, people don't want to listen to us for 75 minutes.
Yes, we do.
And part of the reason we haven't posted the video is because when we cut down the episode, we're like, oh, the video is so long. Like, and we cut some things out. Sometimes we censor Owen. we're like, well, we don't want that.
Censoring Owen. You know.
Yeah.
I can't imagine why.
Yeah. Yeah. But I think one day we'll probably post the videos. Maybe it'll be fun to unpack some of the first, you know, first couple.
You can start a Patreon. I would pay for that shit. I'm just saying.
Thanks. I know. We'll see. I mean, Eric keeps everything, so who knows what could happen. Who knows? Yeah. Maybe.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to get us all off track, but I figured, you know, since he's here.
That's, yeah.
Taking advantage of.
I don't want to sidetrack from the group, you know, talking about.
No, you're good, man.
You're good.
Looks like you're going glamping too, man. That's sweet.
I know. I'm like, are you in a yurt?
This is a Zoom background.
Oh, so
I'm in the middle of a move, and the room I'm in looks like a tornado went right through it. And I
feel
like,
that.
I understand.
No, I don't need this out in the world. What's happening? Yeah.
Understood.
Yeah.
It's a lovely yurt background.
Thank you. I know. I wish I could tell you that I own this and this is where I lived. Wouldn't that be a fun, like, surprise? Like, oh, I live in the mountains in my yurt.
Yeah. You know, that's the dream right there. Live in the dream.
Yeah. I'd have just lied and said, yeah, this is my living room.
Yeah.
Do you know what, Lex? You're right. Yes, this is where I live.
I moved here. When you go to
I mean, I definitely live in outer space, man. I don't know.
Yeah. I know. This seemed like the safest. I have a few Zoom backgrounds that I use for work. And, you know, like my go-to is normally like the Rebel base.
Nice.
Yes.
Yes.
I also really like this one.
Yes.
Oh, that's perfect. That's fantastic.
Christopher Ninnis, meme lord.
No. Wait, where'd my yurt go? Oh gosh.
You're on the Millennium Falcon. You're fine.
There it is.
I found it. Yeah. But I unfortunately have to run back to work, but I just wanted to say hello to you guys, and you know, thank you guys so much for supporting the show. And you know, it's a total bummer, but you know, everyone involved really put their hearts into it, and you guys like made it worthwhile doing so.
For sure.
Thank you guys so much. Yeah. And
thanks, man.
Thank you. Really.
But, and tell everybody we appreciate the fuck out of them, will ya?
Yeah. Give our best to everybody.
Love.
I definitely will. Thank you guys so much.
No, thank you.
Talk to you guys later.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
He's such a fucking maverick.
He's so nice.
He's such a fucking maverick and a half.
He is so sweet. He popped in on the Christmas one. So for people who missed our Christmas video, he popped in on that, which was super, super fun.
Yeah, that was cool.
Yes.
I was grilling him on the fucking on the nodding documentary. Yes, I was like, dude, that's so fucking crazy. Like, you should do a longer fucking documentary on this shit because it's important.
Yes. And he dropped us, well, because it was just the two of us at the time, he dropped some secrets about season two for improv, which now are all out, like, you know, that Trent was coming and what book they were doing. But we were all like, secrets? We know shit? And then they came out and we're like, oh, okay, well, now everybody knows secret. It's not secret anymore.
Has anyone heard from Trent since all of this went down?
Trent actually posted some stuff today, but it's his birthday. So Kyle wished him a happy birthday about a couple of hours ago. And so he's been like thanking people that have wished him happy birthday. But other than that, no. I think he
hasn't been on much. He's been like replying to people and liking things, but that's about it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I haven't been on Twitter since. I haven't seen him. I've been trying to stay off Twitter. I'm still on there, obviously, but not as much as I used to be.
For sure.
Between Twitter and Facebook and everything going on with King Falls and my idiot, stupid, conspiracy-loving Branch Davidian family members. Yeah, I've just been staying off of social media as much as possible lately.
For sure.
I honestly went off of Twitter when King Falls was why I was on Twitter. And so when King Falls went dark, I went off Twitter. I had no idea there was a podcast. I didn't really know that there was a podcast. I'd sort of heard of it, but I've been dealing with my own shit for the last year. So when I saw that it was over, I was just like, fuck, but the community.
Yep.
Yeah.
Hear yeah. That.
Completely understandable. Because Twitter is, I mean, King Falls is the reason I was on Twitter. So yeah, I totally get that.
Yeah, I mean, like I'd heard of Patreon before I heard of King Falls. And like, I think King Falls was the first, media that I actually donated to on Patreon. Because after that, it was like Old Gods and Dungeons and Daddies.
Not a BDSM podcast.
Not a BDSM podcast.
Sounds like a BDSM podcast.
It's kind of sort of BDSM podcast. Like, some of their episodes are pretty kinky. It's hilarious. But it's a Dungeons and Dragons podcast. And the DM is actually the writer for Borderlands 2, Anthony Birch. And he's damn good. He's fucking talented as hell. And the players that he has are just, they're top notch. They're funny as hell.
That sounds awesome.
Yeah, I've listened to a few episodes of that, and I just sit back and I'm like, these gentlemen are insane. There's something wrong with them. Oh, wait, or is that improv on tape where I sit back and go, there's something wrong with them.
I think it's both.
Yeah, it's all of the above. It's fun.
It's totally both.
I listen to our podcast and go, we're going to hell.
I'm already there.
Yeah, well, there is that. Like, what circle of hell do we belong in now?
Oh my god.
Yeah, my friend Bridget lives in Texas. She called me. She's like, were you seriously talking about lubricated condoms on your podcast? As a matter of fact, I was.
Yes. Yes,
do
we
people
were.
Use non-lubricated condoms? Seriously?
I don't know. But I don't.
They're actually really hard to find. I don't know if they are everywhere, but I live in Canada and you can't find them. And I only know that because my husband is a sound guy and the easiest way to cover microphones is with an unlubricated condom.
Oh, no shit.
And now they are impossible to find.
Oh, yeah. Okay, yeah.
To protect them from like the rain when you're shooting outside and stuff. Yeah.
That makes sense, though. Damn.
I did not know that.
Yeah. Neither did I until we started going to every grocery store in our city being like, do you have unlubricated condoms?
That would be me. Oh my God. So
Christ.
My friends, we went to, she was replacing the innards of her toilet because it's sprung a leak. And so we went to Ace Hardware and she's like looking all over the place. She can't find the right aisle. So I just stand in the middle of, you know, Ace Hardware at like 6 o'clock at night when everybody's off work looking for their things. And I'm like, we need a ball cock assembly over here. turns around and walks the other direction. I'm
nice.
Like, dude, that's what it's fucking called.
Sorry, I forgot I wasn't muted.
Oh my god.
Oh, sorry.
I forgot I wasn't muted. I know you're recording.
It's all good in the hood, man.
Yeah, it's all good. We couldn't hear you over me yelling about ball cocks anyway.
God damn it.
This is just what I do for fun for my friends. And they all just look at me like, I'm not with her. I don't know who she is. Come on, life is too short. Do not embarrass your friends when you let them go.
Oh, fuck, I knew that shit. Oh, god damn it.
Kind of like the last, you know, Zoom hang we had with Kyle when Trent showed up doing chat, and I just had to have a moment.
Oh my god, you and your fucking chat.
I love Chet.
Jesus Christ almighty.
I would buy Chet's honey pot of horns in a heartbeat. Just saying.
I should just tweet that right now to Trent. Trent, if you could release an album called Chet's Honey Pot of Horns, oh, Dana would really appreciate it in all caps.
Yes, I also would, you know, buy his slow jams as well. So
I'm just saying. Oh god. You know what I miss? I miss Beyond the Falls.
Oh,
so do I.
Yeah,
for sure.
Oh god, Lipton Lightning Round, Jesus.
Oh. Yep.
And I miss the Make Believe Show.
Legit.
That was just so wholesome.
Oh shit, I forgot about the Make Believe Show.
It was just so uplifting and just inspired people to do things. And I'm just like, when they stopped putting those out, because they were doing those over Zoom. When they stopped putting those out, that's when I started to get that little, some shit's going on.
Yeah, legit. Like, When I first started listening, like obviously I started with King Falls AM, and then I was like, oh, they have these other podcasts too. So I started listening to the Make Believe Show, and like I always like kind of had the sense that they were pretty decent guys, but then I listened to the Make Believe Show and I'm like, shit, these people, they're fucking real and they're good fucking people. Like,
yeah,
you know, that just, you know, talking about things that they wouldn't normally talk about and being open about it, like that really cemented my respect for all of them, you know.
That's why I always got so mad at the people on Reddit. Like, I know none of them are perfect. They are all human. They all make mistakes. They all fuck up. They all do stupid shit. They're human beings. That's why I always got so pissed off at the people on Reddit. I'm like, yeah, I get it. Kyle's not perfect, because they're always bashing poor Kyle. He's not perfect, and he has done and said some stupid shit. He has verbally spanked Dawn and I on at least one occasion.
Just once.
I might have enjoyed spanking it more than once. Yeah, you enjoyed it. Yeah, you know, like, okay, yeah, he can be a bit of a jerk sometimes, but he's human. We can all be assholes sometimes. You know, just the way that they treated him on Reddit, I was like, okay, yeah, he's an asshole today, but the rest of the time, he's a good guy. You know, so. And you could kind of tell that in Beyond the Falls and in Make Believe Show. You were like, yeah, they're cutting off because somebody's about to be an asshole. But otherwise, they're all good guys. And they all had those moments where you're just sitting back there like, dude, don't be an ass. So, you know, that's why I was, Reddit pissed me off. And then Dawn tweets me or texts me, get off Reddit.
Yeah, I fucking told you that. I'm like, dude. I'm like, dude, you were basically being me on Reddit Saturday.
I was.
And I was like, holy shit. I'm like,
they reopened Reddit?
As far as I know, it's still shut down.
Yeah, it's still closed, I'm guessing. But like, it was just a complete shit show. Like,
yeah, you know? It was a shit show.
It's hard to explain.
No, I could show you screenshots of what a dick he is. I'm like, do it. Otherwise, I don't believe you. Well, I don't have any. Oh, convenient. But yeah, I don't know.
I'm sorry, I gotta go to record my own podcast. Untitled
Dice Game. I'm sorry?
Untitled Dice Game. Yes. We release every Monday. So, we'll be starting season 2 on June 14th. And we also do streams every other Sunday of Blades in the Dark. So, I love you. It was nice hanging out with you. So
awesome, Dora. Thank you very much.
Looking forward to the new season.
Thank you. I'm excited. I have brushed up on sound design, so there's going to be some sound design.
I did notice the last couple episodes had more sound design than when y'all first started out. So I was all like, go Dora.
Yeah, I am committed. I have actually recorded macaws for one of the episode.
Oh, nice.
That's coming up, so.
I'm looking forward to seeing where some of these little side character stories are going over here.
It's wild.
I believe it. I'm more about the side stories and the side characters and the main story. I'm like, ooh, wait, they're doing what?
It gets wild.
That's awesome.
Yeah, y'all go listen to her podcast. It's great. I love it. And I don't typically listen to, you know, the role play podcast. So
yeah.
Well, enjoy.
Do gotta go.
Love.
I will. Bye.
Adios, Dora.
As I knock over my mic and try not to throw it on the floor. That would be fun.
Oh,
let's just mic drop that, shall we? Well, I had a subject change and I forgot what it was.
It's all right.
But yeah, you guys, come on, jump in. I talk way too much. I carry the conversation a lot of times.
Or, so, you know, if everybody is feeling good ending it there, we could.
Yeah, unless whatever.
Anybody has anything else to say.
I'm really going to miss King Falls. I'm going to miss listening. I want to know what's going to fucking happen.
Yeah.
I was actually thinking, like, we should all come up with our own little theories as to how we think it ends. Well,
What's this shit about it actually being Jack that was trying to pull him over?
So, okay, so about that, there was a Beyond the Falls that they released after episode 100. It was, I think it was like one of the few Beyond the Falls episodes they released specifically talking about 100. So it was actually Jack that was talking to Sammy through the radio at the end of 100, but it's like a twisted version, like being in the void twisted him mentally. So I think that's what the void does, is that like it emphasizes like the worst aspects of somebody.
Yeah, like how we see the two sides of Debbie.
Yeah, and oh yeah, like Debbie, I'm sure she's a fucking cool ass bitch, you know, and I'm sure she's fucking cool as fuck, but like Shadow Debbie is a fucking bitch and a half, you know?
Yeah.
Oh God.
Yeah. Oh God. Plays into like the people in the Void are called like the Forgotten,
and it's like kind of forget. I don't know. I think that's interesting, but just like with Debbie, I am. Now I'm salty that like she's the last person we get to hear in this podcast.
I know.
I was like sad, and then I was like, now I'm mad. Debbie.
There were a few things I was kind of mad about. Other than, you know, Dawn now no longer gets to tell me Cecil's fine. Because as far as we know, Cecil's perfectly fine now. We will not
Cecil
have
any Cecil is going to be fine. Yeah. Cecil lives.
Yes!
Yeah, I saw some like AO3 tag that was like, you know how it's always that like no beta we die like blank. There was one that was no beta we die like Cecil, and I was like, no. I am no.
Do not accept. No.
Like I can't.
Oh my God.
I can't even.
Oh my God.
Nope.
I haven't been on AO3 in so long. I need to go back on there and look and see some stuff. But
I need to continue working on my shit too. God damn.
Like, yeah. On AO3, like I'm aromantic, and so like romance stuff is fine, and it's like most of what AO3 is. And then you have King Falls AM, where it's just all friendship. It's like friendship. It's all about that. And it makes me happy.
You know what?
Yeah.
I think there are two people who will remain nameless that need to watch My Little Pony, Friendship is Magic. Boom. Watch it. Love it.
Yeah, recognize that
friendship is powerful.
Friendship is powerful. That's why we're all here, because, you know, K-Fan, we're all friends, even if it's miles apart and we've never actually met. That's part of the K-Fan, man. We're just automatically friends when you join the K-Fan. We're friends and family. So.
All right, I think I have to jet as well, because my dog is very much in need of attention.
Yeah, mine is starting to do that running back and forth across the house thing.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. Yep. All right.
Shit, it was nice to meet you all.
Pleasure to meet you.
And I'm sure this won't be the last one of these that we do, although it'll be the last sad one.
Hopefully the last sad one we do.
Well, you know, until we hit some of those episodes.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
Thank you for joining us. We appreciate it. We appreciate it.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, this was great.
Thanks so much. This was awesome.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye, y'all. Hello, guys, gals, and non-binary pals. Thank you once again for joining us for another episode of Shotgun Saturday Nights. I would like to take just a second to thank the fellow fans that joined us for this special episode. Dora, Anna, Maura, Brian, and Lex. I'd also like to take a minute to thank Mr. Christopher Dennis, who is a fucking badass. It's true. Might deny it, but it's true. I looked it up in my gut. Like Stephen Colbert, my Lord and Savior. Amen. If you like us, please rate and review on Apple Podcasts or wherever the hell you find us. And if you can't stand us, then we have no social media. I'm taking this out of Improv on Tape's book. We don't have any social media at all. But if you do like us, we're on Twitter. You can email us. Look us up on Anchor. We're pretty fucking cool. Anyways, see you in a couple of weeks. And I hope you guys are all doing well out there. Talk to you soon.